Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your health care needs naturally. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now let's face it. Health is becoming more and more of a problem for more and more people in this country, and it's because we have a lack of basic understanding. And the powers that be, the CDC, the FDA, the pharmaceutical industries, the administrators of the healthcare system are more about chasing symptoms and more about suppressing symptoms than there is really about any true health care. We should not be taking toxic chemicals in an effort to create better health. We should be eating quality food. The difficulty is they don't make quality food available to us, and so we end up suffering the consequences of what are known as nutritional deficiency diseases. And so we want to help you to stop suffering from nutritional deficiency diseases, and we're going to give you some information today, I'm sure, that will help you with that. The man who's in studio with me that helps me does that, he's the man behind the scenes. He's the guy that puts together the questions and the topics and, asks me the questions and helps to shed some light on different topics. His name is Mark Sabin, and like I said, he's sitting across the studio from me. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk to you about, as you said, nutritional deficiency diseases are so rampant now in America, and so many people are suffering from the health consequences of not eating properly. And then they get into that cycle of using drugs and then relying on surgery and a lot of medical intervention to try to restore their health, but in point of fact, they never actually get their health restored if that's the course they take.
That's absolutely true. And that's not to say that medicine doesn't have its place in our society. We just need to put it at the end of the chain of things to do, not at the beginning. And unfortunately, that's not the way that it is.
And when you speak about the beginning, I mean, you're talking about taking care of your health before you ever get sick.
Yes.
So in light of that, you know, today I wanted to talk to you about the second in the alphabet soup of vitamins, and that's the vitamin B. And that's a pretty complicated vitamin, it seems to me. And I mean, there are a lot of different vitamins that you need to maintain your health, and many of those vitamins aren't really widely known, are they?
No, not at all. And so many things about nutrition are misunderstood because it's about control versus transparency. And it's about profits and not about people. And we breed a whole society that thinks it's about money, and we are all suffering as a result. So only the really earnestly educated will find the information which they choose, and I share it broadly.
Well, I'm so glad that you do. And, you know, I've heard you talk about things like vitamin F and vitamin P, among others, and yet you're the first person I've ever heard talk about these vitamins. Why don't we hear more about them?
Well, again, the powers that be do not want you to know about these things because they can't figure out how to synthetically, chemically make them. So if they can't make it, can't patent it, can't monetize it and can't sell it, you will never hear about it. And we all end up suffering as a result because we're missing the foundational nutrients that we need in order to be healthy.
Uh-huh. And when you talk about manufactured vitamins, you and I've talked a lot that not all vitamins are alike. So why is that?
Well, what nature makes and what man patents are two totally different things altogether. Since you cannot patent nature, although many have tried, they do the next best thing. They patent fake things and they market them like they are real, and we buy them and consume them and suffer the consequences as a result.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are different types of vitamins, broadly fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble. What's the difference, and what difference does that make?
Well, fat-soluble ones are hormone-like precursors and have function as themselves when added to the system. Water-soluble ones are like the fuel in a car. They serve a purpose, but they're not the functional aspect. They once they're burned up, they need to be replaced. And this is the vitamin C and the vitamin B, and are found in all of our major foods. And they're water-soluble, and so whatever the body can't burn, it gets rid of. Whereas the fat-soluble ones are necessary through our diet. Like I said, they're hormone precursors, and they help maintain function, and they're very essential.
Mm-hmm. Now, so when we get into this, I mean, that really vitamins are compounds of multiple elements that work in a synergistic fashion. So what does synergistic mean?
Things work together for a common purpose to elicit a desirable result. You know, this is the result that we get when the work is done. And there are things that work with the system, and there are things that work against the system. Like most medications are designed to suppress the body's ability to express a symptom. They don't facilitate normal function. They actually stop normal function. And believe it or not, your body manifesting a symptom is a normal response to an imbalance. If you suppress the symptom, then the imbalance continues and probably creates a bigger imbalance. But if you address the system, then things go back into balance.
Mm-hmm. So that would mean, you know, if you have a symptom, that's actually information for you that something needs to be addressed.
Correct.
Now, I mean, just like everything in nature is complex combinations of different elements, and when you blend something into a vitamin, it's more than that one element, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely more than one element. One of my mentors, Dr. Royal Lee, talked about, you know, which part of a watch tells time. Well, the whole watch, the thing as a functioning system is what creates the ability to tell time. The hands don't tell time. The clock face doesn't tell time. It's the inner workings and what's behind the face and what's behind the hands that actually make the clock actually have function. And so vitamins are no different. There's a bunch of different components and pieces and parts and minerals and trace minerals and enzymes and cofactors and co-nutrients that give something its function. And when you try to isolate a chemical compound and you take these isolated fractions of what nature would produce, then it's more of a drug response than it is a healing response. Mm. And sometimes that drug response is incomplete.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that vitamin B, which is the topic of the day here, that it helps to burn fat?
B vitamins are associated with digestion and assimilation. So yes, they are in the process of burning fat and supporting normal digestion and assimilation.
How do they do that?
When they're in their proper form, associated with probiotics. The healthy bacteria need to break food down. It actually fuels the system to do its job digesting.
Mm-hmm. So what foods are rich in vitamin B?
Well, some of these foods people are afraid of, and I don't understand why they're afraid of, but the government has created that basis. So we're talking about eggs. Eggs are very, very healthy for the body. There's mm-hmm. a lot of B vitamins in eggs. Fish, meat, chicken, beans, avocados, dairy, dried beans, and leafy green vegetables, amongst some others.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things people should keep in mind is that the proper dosage of any vitamins they're taking. So is it advisable to work with your healthcare provider to determine what the right amount is for you?
Well, only if your provider specializes in nutrition and has a methodology of evaluating what you are deficient in and what the body needs to be healthy. A lot of what's going on in our healthcare industry now is lots of functional medicine practices are ordering these tests to check your vitamin D levels and to check your other vitamin levels, and then they're recommending a synthetic chemical isolate in an effort to fill in that hole if the blood test comes back that you're deficient. And unfortunately, that may satisfy the blood values, but it's never going to satisfy the health values, and you're actually mm-hmm. creating a problem down the road.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I would assume that the doses that you would take of any kind of supplemental vitamin would depend on what your diet is like.
Well, it always depends on a person's diet, the state of their digestive system, if they have allergies, slow digestion, proper digestive enzymes, proper probiotics. Many different things go into making sure that a person is able to assimilate and absorb the necessary ingredients to maintain their health.
Mm-hmm. Now, with vitamin B, are there any particular conditions that are helped with taking vitamin B?
There's lots of different conditions. All heart concerns are a B vitamin deficiency. Numbness, tingling, diabetes, obesity, blood pressure concerns, fatigue, depression, poor concentration. I mean, these are just, you know, those conditions off the top of my head where B vitamins are vital in order for you not to have those conditions.
Fascinating. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more and get some more of my questions answered about vitamin B.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery. Your medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing the topic of vitamin B.
Yeah, and during the break, we were talking about homocysteine, and that is actually a risk for many chronic heart conditions. And one of the things that you told me was that medical doctors will check that level in your bloodstream, and you can evaluate how it is in your blood, but that doesn't necessarily address the issues of what the value of homocysteine is in your diet.
No, what will typically happen is they'll do a blood test and they'll check your homocysteine levels and they'll say that your homocysteine levels are high, so we need to put you on cholesterol medication and other heart-type medications because you're headed towards a heart attack, without ever addressing as to why your homocysteine levels are high. And the reason why your homocysteine levels are high are because you have a B vitamin deficiency. You're not assimilating enough B vitamins in order to make the heart happy, and so the heart lets you know by producing this, byproduct of abnormal B vitamin deficiency metabolism.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the components of vitamin B, since we're talking about the deficiencies and some of the conditions that they can help. So let's begin with the first the first, B1?
Well, B1 is known as thiamin. Again, it's also vitamin B1. And the B vitamins help the body convert food or carbohydrates into fuel, meaning glucose, which the body uses to produce energy. And these B vitamins, often referred to as a B-complex vitamin, also help the body metabolize fats and proteins. But B1 is thiamin, and it's one of the B vitamins that helps the body do that.
Mm-hmm. And in that complex, the next one is B2.
Yes, we go from B1 to B2. And B2 is known as riboflavin, and that also plays a key role in energy production. Its role here is complicated. It's an important for both energy-producing electron transport chains and the metabolism of fat molecules into chemically useful energy. Additionally, vitamin B2 or riboflavin plays a role in the chemistry of other nutrients involved in energy production, including folate and vitamin B6, some of the other B vitamins.
Mm-hmm. So before we get to vitamin B6, what's vitamin B3?
Well, vitamin B3 is also called niacin. It's one of the B-complex water-soluble vitamins components. Niacin has a wide range of uses within the body, helping functions in the digestive system, within the skin, and within the nervous system.
So I'm getting the impression that what these vitamins do is really help with our assimilation of food, as opposed to being a nutritional value in and of themselves.
Correct.
Now, we skip a few numbers and we get to vitamin B6.
Okay, we can certainly do that. Vitamin B6 helps support adrenal function. Your adrenals is what helps your body manage and deal with stress. So vitamin B6 helps to calm and maintain a healthy nervous system and are necessary for key metabolite processes that go on within the body. So vitamin B6 is vitally important.
So I guess vitamin B6, if you're improperly imbalanced with that, you could interfere with restful sleep if you take it too late in the day, things like that.
I've heard that, and for some people that is true. So my suggestion would be, don't do that. Don't take it so late in the day.
Okay, so what's next?
Whatever number in the B's you'd like to pick on, Mark.
All
go
right.
ahead, pick a number.
How about 9? B9.
Okay, vitamin B9, we can call folic acid. It is the synthetic form of vitamin B9 as it's produced in nature. It's found in supplements and fortified foods, while folate itself occurs naturally within foods. So folic acid is crucial for proper brain function and plays an important role in mental and emotional health. It's also important for the developing neural tube within, you know, a gestating fetus, the early parts. So, you know, mothers-to-be will take folic acid in an mm-hmm. effort to help with normal neural tube development. So that's something that the moms or moms-to-be out there might be aware of as well.
That's important. Now, you know, one of the things that we hear about quite a bit, I think, in the, you know, for the layperson is vitamin B12.
Vitamin B12 is especially important vitamin for maintaining healthy nerve cells, and it helps with the production of DNA and RNA in the body's genetic material. Vitamin B12 works closely with vitamin B9 or niacin, folic acid, and also called folate to help make red blood cells and help iron work better within the body. So a lot of times you may see in truly healthy supplements, you might see that vitamin B12 and folic acid are paired together.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's next in this mix?
Well, pick one.
Okay, there's biotin. What is that?
Well, biotin is vitamin B7, and it helps make healthy hair and fingernails, among other B vitamin functions related to energy. And so biotin is also known as vitamin B7.
Okay, and there's inositol. What is that?
It's also a part of the B vitamin complex. It's closely associated with a chemical called choline. And like choline, inositol, as phosphatidyl inositol, is also found in lecithin, though in lesser amounts than choline, and acts as a lipotrophic agent, milder than choline. And what choline actually does is it helps to thin the bile. So whether it's the choline itself or whether it's the lecithin, it's helping to emulsify or break down the fat so that they're not so clumpy and don't create potential problems.
This is really, I mean, it's amazing how many different functions are related to this particular vitamin or this complex vitamin.
Absolutely.
Now, are there other things that we haven't talked about that are important for people to note about the B vitamin?
Well, we could talk about vitamin B17, which is used to help prevent and fight cancer, along with helping with inflammation, pain, and blood pressure concerns. So vitamin B17 is something that a lot of people who are dealing with cancer are trying to find a good source for. And we can talk about apricot seeds, which is a high concentration of vitamin B17. And it's said to help fight cancer along with digesting the cancer, if you will.
Wow. Okay. So is it possible to take too much vitamin B?
Since they're water soluble, the answer is basically no. Your body will excrete what it doesn't need, so you're not really going to take too much. I mean, you could take too much, but your body's going to handle it and it's going to get rid of it.
It's just going to get rid of it. So we talked about heart health issues. You talked a lot of different functions. Are there other particular health risks that we should be aware of with a vitamin B deficiency?
Nerve problems within the hands and feet. We talked about irregular heartbeats, fatigue, depression, irritability, poor ability to concentrate, possibly headaches, inflammation, and then a weird one that people get periodically sometimes, which is just soreness of the tongue. Your tongue is sore. Anything that, you know, it's not that you ate something hot and caused the nerves in your tongue to be hypersensitive. No, you look at a person's tongue and it's it's just sensitive to the touch or anything, and that's typically a B vitamin deficiency.
That's interesting, because I know in Chinese medicine, the Chinese doctors will look at your tongue and do a lot of diagnosis just from that.
That is correct, sir.
Well, this is really interesting. Now, are there effects on medications that would happen from vitamin B, either deficiency or from taking vitamin B?
Well, a lot of medications actually cause the body to lose B vitamins. And so if you're taking any kind of medication, you want to have somebody help you appreciate if that's helping you to excrete too many of your B vitamins, which will then lead to neurological issues and heart issues. And, the doctors will be happy to treat those. But if they understood that the medication they're prescribing is actually creating the problem, my hope is that they would want to do something different.
Once again, we get into the side effects of different medications.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a fascinating conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions I'd like to get your input on about vitamin B.
Absolutely. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery. Your medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we'd like to talk about or continue the conversation related to B vitamins. And Mark, you said you had more questions for
me. Well, we've talked so much about the importance of vitamin B, and I was thinking that maybe we should talk a little bit about if you need to take a supplement your vitamin B, what would the best way to be to do that? So what kind of vitamin B should you try to get to?
Well, ideally, you should get a whole food B complex. It's got everything that nature would want you to have in all the right ratios with not a lot of additives and preservatives. The company that I use that produces a whole food vitamin B is called Standard Process, and their main B vitamin is called Cataplex B. But within a lot of their products, there's other different components. They have a folic acid B12. They have a Fortil B12. They have just a regular B12 itself if you just need the B12 fraction. And the challenge is that most people don't even understand what's going on with their supplements and their vitamins, and so they don't necessarily know if they're deficient. So we use Cataplex B as the whole B complex, and then if people have very specific deficiencies, like let's say in niacin or folic acid or B6 or what have you, then we will support them with the appropriate fraction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that your body will excrete any of the vitamin B that you don't need. So what does dosage have to do with what the proper amount is for a person to take?
Well, if a person isn't getting enough, then they're going to run into problems. If a person is getting too much, the body will excrete what it doesn't need. The difficulty is that most of the B vitamins that we get are synthetic, and they don't have the cofactors and the other micronutrients associated with normal function. And so you're actually giving the body something that's a chemical that creates a pushing process, which changes the way that the body processes things and puts stress on the system and creates problems.
And that's kind of the opposite of the direction that you really want to go if you're taking something to improve your health.
Correct.
Now, will vitamin B help people who suffer from things like anxiety or depression?
Actually, it will. It is very, very good for creating mental clarity. And so a person who has anxiety or depression, depression is more of a liver gallbladder imbalance. Anxiety is more of a stomach, spleen, pancreas imbalance. But your B vitamins are absorbed right in the early part of your digestive system. The first part of the small intestine is where most of your B vitamins get absorbed. And so what's important for the listener to appreciate is that when you have a mental, emotional imbalance, one of the things that can definitely help that is B vitamins, but you want to get a handle on it. And anxiety and depression are one of those things that we've helped people a lot with related to B vitamins.
Now, I noticed that in the early part of the show, you said that foods that were rich in vitamin B were things like meat and eggs, among others. And so what about somebody who's a vegetarian or a vegan? How can they get the vitamin B that they need?
Well, they need to definitely eat lots of vegetables. I mean, one of the things that is associated with your grains and vegetables are high in B vitamins. If they haven't been overly processed, your vegetables, if you boil them, you're losing all the B vitamins. If you lightly steam them, then you're going to get your B vitamins. Your leafy green vegetables have lots of B vitamins. Grains have lots of B vitamins, assuming that they haven't been overprocessed. Most of your breads, they've depleted the grain of the B vitamins. And so what man has come along is they've artificially enriched them with artificial B vitamins and iron in an effort to give them some nutritional value. So you want to eat whole grains. Okay, you don't want to eat the processed grains. If you can find a place that manufactures whole grains and you can get them there, those will be high in B vitamins. If they've been processed too much, then you're not going to have any B vitamins at all.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you have those whole grains, they actually will spoil rather rapidly. So it's important that you have grains that are fresh.
Correct.
Now, I've heard that baker's yeast is a possible way to get vitamin B. Is that correct?
Baker's yeast has a vitamin B in it. It's a high level of vitamin B, and so baker's yeast is something that they put in various baked products and breads and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are things that you can do. People who drink alcohol consumption, things like that, those will affect your vitamin B in your body, won't they?
Yeah, alcohol is the adult form of sugar, and so consumption will deplete the B vitamins from the body and lead to problems over time. Whether you're eating sugar or whether you're consuming alcohol, that's going to make you deplete your body of B vitamins. And so one of the things that I find interesting is the fact that we're all sugarholics, whether it's the adult form or the kid form, of eating lots of sugar in our diets, which depletes the body of B vitamins, which causes the heart to have irregular functioning, which leads to heart disease. And so we have so much heart disease in this country because of the kinds of foods that we eat that deplete our body of B vitamins, which helps to regulate the heart's rhythm and its ability to open and close and pump blood the way that it's supposed to. And yet, the medical profession is spending a lot of time figuring out how to treat the disease rather than just simply fix the problem, which is the B vitamins.
Yeah. I mean, and sugar is such a big problem. We'll do a whole show just on that topic alone because it's so important. Now, I know that in our conversation, we are not able to answer every question that each individual that's listening might have. And you make yourself available to answer those questions about a person's particular situation. If they had a question, how would they best reach you?
The best way to reach me is to give my office a call directly. That's area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. I do get phone calls from people all over the country and sometimes out of the country who have stumbled across my information and they have questions, and I'm happy to answer their questions, and I am happy to consult with you if you live in another state or another country for that matter. The other way to get a hold of me is to email me directly. The email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding. And we definitely appreciate you tuning in. I want to say I'm sorry, but our time is up for this particular show. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.